Love Letters is a play about two people who meet as children and grow old together, but they never quite get together. It's a 1988 play by A.R. Gurney that showcased a lot of distinguished duos over the years. It is a little amazing that it's taken so long for some smart producer to put one of the most famous film couples of all into the play. Cue the music.
Where do I begin to tell the story of how great a love can be?
Ally McGraw and Ryan O'Neill, Oliver the Preppy and Jenny the Baker's Daughter, the 1970 film Love Story. They now play Andrew McPeace Ladd III and Melissa Gardner, who meet at a second grade birthday party and never stop caring for each other. This new Love Letters is directed by Gregory Mosher, and Ryan O'Neill and Ally McGraw join us from our studios at NPR West. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you, Scott. It's an honor to be here.
It really is. I love public radio.
Really? All right. Thank you. Is this the first time you've worked together since the terrible, tragic death of Jenny?
No, because we get periodically called together to do things like give Arthur Hiller his Oscar or, you know, some sort of ceremonial thing. So, but it's the first acting thing that we've done.
What attracts Andy and Melissa to each other? And for that matter, what keeps them apart over the years?
Well, from my perspective, he fell head over heels as a child and never got over it, never. And she was a little faster than he was, a little wilder, perhaps. He was his feet were always on the ground. And that kept them from actually truly connecting for a long time. And by the time they did, it was too late.
And I think chemistry attracted them. Mm-hmm. I think there's, when you read the specific backgrounds of each, while they both came from the same general sort of northeastern prep school environment, they had instant chemistry. She certainly wanted him. Yeah. And he was busy becoming, you know, ultimately a senator and who knows, maybe next a president, while she unraveled very slowly behind a wilder life, a more bohemian life.
You've both had real lives over the past 45 years. You've loved, you've lost people you've loved.
Yeah.
I'll let our listeners look up the details. Do those feelings well up within you sometime during this play?
Hopefully.
I think the more real things that one can really sit in one's life, the richer the life is, for better or for worse. And I think that Pete has written such a delicate, you know, diary of a lifetime of people caring for each other, that if we who have also lived rather complicated lives don't tap into some of our secrets, we're making a big mistake.
I made a short list of some of the other famous couples who've done the piece. Colleen Dewhurst and Jason Robards. Timothy Hutton and Elizabeth McGovern. They were young lovers and ordinary people. Larry Hagman and Linda Gray.
Great.
From Dallas. So it's okay for you if audiences see Ollie and Jenny too?
Sure. Whatever they see, I want them to pay attention to the words because it is such a delicate rehash of two whole lives, connecting, missing, wanting, missing.
I don't know how different it would have been if we hadn't been in Love Story together, if there would be the same, that word chemistry keeps being knocked around, I don't know. But I'm sure happy we did have that prior experience, because I never really recovered from it myself all those years ago.
Well, I'm sorry, what do you mean by that? You never really recovered?
Well, I lost her in the story, but I lost her in life, too. It was a double slap. And the idea that she's come back to me and we can work together and travel is thrilling.
You know, I had a very short career. I did a few things. But this is probably the only thing that would have made me want to do this again, to work with Ryan. And we have a shorthand of all kinds of emotions and a tacit you know, foundation, and it's moving and loving and fun.
Do people come up to you and say, love means never having to say you're sorry?
They come up and they say, we saw your movie and we went out and got married.
Oh.
And we have children named Ryan and Jennifer and Allie.
Well, they do come up, and then I say to them, always, respectful as can be for this wonderful experience, I have no idea what that means, but it's a crock, you know? And they're stricken because they think they've somehow worked these 45 years to weave that into a reality. What does it mean?
I did. You mean it's a crock? Now you tell me.
Ryan O'Neill and Allie McGraw, they are in A.R. Gurney's Love Letters. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you, Scott.
Thank you so much for inviting us.